All you've got to do is be the first to call in on that phone line. You can't text to win. You've got to call to win. Be the first to call in and let us know the answer to today's question. And the person that asks us the question is the last winner we had, which we have to go back to December 24th, Christmas Eve. It was George Erickson that knew the answer, and George Erickson joins us by phone now. Happy New Year, George.
Thank you very much, Evan.
Swift Current is home for you, right? Retired school teacher, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. What did you teach?
You name it, I taught it. They switched everybody around, and they said, well, this year you're teaching this, and next year you're teaching that.
So you got a lot of variety. You didn't get complacent, yes. I guess.
No, that's right.
Well, have you ever won this contest before?
No, I phoned in a few times and hung up a few times if I didn't have any
an
idea,
answer.
But,
well, yeah. I'm glad that you got through. The question, of course, when you won was this Christmas tradition has been happening for half a century, and you knew the answer was what?
Well, the Halifax explosion in 2017 when Boston took the survivors and helped them get back on their feet, I guess, and Halifax appreciated that so much they sent them a Christmas tree every year, and it's still going on today.
That's right. They've been sending Christmas trees to the city of Boston from Nova Scotia ever since. So, yes, George, you were the winner, which means you have the distinction today of asking this question for today. Have you got the question for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's have it, my friend.
This common product found in many households has been around for over 150 years and got its start in an industry you might not expect.
All right. I love it. George, thanks so much for being a great winner, and have a great 2026.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Okay, here's the question. This common product found in many households has been around for over 150 years and got its start in an industry you might not expect. 1-877-332-8255. Wow, this one, I guess it could be a lot of different things. I've got a couple of hints, but I'm not going to get to those yet. We're going to give people a shot. Let's see, Ian in Saskatoon, what do you think?
Well, happy Ukrainian Christmas.
Yes, same to you, Ian.
Well, I was going to say cabbage rolls, but no, I this is a complete wag. I'm going to say baking soda.
Baking soda. Okay. So it's just a guess, basically. Just stab in the dark.
I'm just thinking, you know, maybe it was used as something in melting or something.
Sure.
I have no idea.
Yep. That's all right. That's what we need you to do, is start eliminating answers. It's not the right one, Ian, but you have definitely eliminated one. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. This common product found in many households has been around for over 150 years and got its start in an industry that you might not expect. Let's go to Lorne at Moores Beach. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year's to everybody.
Same to you, Lorne.
I think my better half, Joni, would like this one. I'm going to go with tinfoil.
Tinfoil is not right. But thanks for guessing. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Where are we going next? Dusty in Langham, Saskatchewan. How are you, Dusty?
I'll make it to the end, young fella. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. This common product found in many households has been around for over 150 years and got its start in an industry you might not expect.
Well, I haven't. I'm going to take a wag. I'm going to say toilet paper. I have no idea.
I like it. These are all good guesses to, if nothing else, eliminate. No, it's not toilet paper. 1-877-332-8255. I've got a hint that I'm going to throw out. I won't do it for a bit yet, because I mean, there's a chance someone knows this. There's a chance someone knows this tidbit of information and is going to get it without a hint. But if not, I've got a hint that'll probably push you in the right direction. Let's go to Greg in Regina. Are you the one? Do you know the answer to this question?
I guarantee I'm not the one. Here goes anyway. Dr. Pepper or Pop.
Okay, good. I'll take Pop. Soda Pop as your answer. No, it's not Soda Pop. But good guess. And by the way, if you guess and got it wrong and you want to guess again, all you've got to do is be able to get through on the phone lines, which I get is a real tough thing to do. Phone lines are absolutely jammed. This is a popular contest. Everybody wants that T-shirt. Everyone wants bragging rights. Let's go to Outlook Saskatchewan. I've got Aaron on the line. I'm going to repeat the question. Aaron, this common product found in many households has been around for over 150 years and got its start in an industry you might not expect. What do you think?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
And I think you could have given the hint already.
Would it kill you to give the hint?
But I'm going to go with candles.
Candles, good guess. But no, not candles. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Linda in Saskatoon. What do you think, Linda?
I think mouthwash.
Mm.
Because I think it started out as a cleaning product.
Okay. Mouthwash. And a little rationale behind the guest. I like that. But no, that's not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. Two more callers, and then I hit the threshold, and I will give a hint. But Tyson in North Battleford, do you know the answer?
Probably not, but just Happy New Year to everyone. And I'm going with Vaseline.
Vaseline is your guess. Now, where did that come from?
I remember reading an Uncle John's bathroom reader one time.
And, oh, my God. I love that. Uncle John's bathroom. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And I just remember us having a jar of it and not remembering when we got it, how long we'd had it for. It never seemed to end. And it was probably used for something else at some point.
Well, Vaseline just happens to be the right answer.
Yeah!
Tyson, you did it. Tyson, you did it. You didn't even need the hint. See, I knew. I had faith someone could do this without a hint. Here's the story. I mean, Vaseline now, I mean, people put it on chapped lips. It's used for diaper rash. I mean, it's got lots of uses. It was originally called, in 1859, it was called Wonder Jelly. A chemist by the name of Robert Chesbrough was traveling through Pennsylvania and noticed that oil workers were using what they call rod wax, which was basically unrefined congealed petroleum, on their burns and their abrasions. They were rubbing this jelly. So he goes, he sets to a series of experiments, and he puts together a cleaner, lighter kind of jelly substitute that could be used for household use, and that became Vaseline. That's the story. Started in the oil patch in the mid-1800s.
Cool.
Tyson? That bathroom reader at your uncle's house that's done you has paid off today. Congratulations. What's what keeps you busy in North Battleford?
I'm a continuing care aide at Saskatchewan Hospital.
Ah, I toured Saskatchewan Hospital a few months back. Pretty impressive facility. It's the first time I'd been there, but we went on a great tour of the, that is an impressive facility. I was quite taken by it. So thanks for what you do there, Tyson, and I hope you had a good Christmas, good holiday. Did you get a break over the holidays?
A little bit. I did work over Christmas, but I mean, the kids were out of school, obviously, yeah. So we made our own Christmas as well.
Yeah, that happens with, especially with shift workers or people that have to work through the holidays. What's your last name, Tyson?
Williams.
Williams, okay. Well, Tyson Williams, you are the first Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener winner of 2026. I'm proud of you. Just hang on the line, Tyson. We got to get a bit more information from you, and including your shirt size and all that good stuff, okay? So don't go away. Tyson Williams, congratulations. North Battleford, Saskatchewan is where our winner hails from today on Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.